Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you brought this up, the seven drives in the second half. And again, I don't care how you fan. I don't care what you think. I just want to try to give you some ammunition or something to justify how you feel or help you realize, like, wait a minute, maybe there's seven drives in the second half. The first drive, Stroud throws an interception on the first play. Oh, it's completely on Stroud. Wasn't a tip ball. It was a piss poor decision, bad throw, right? The second drive is the drive they're backed up coming out on the 1 yard line. When you're backed up on the 1 yard line coming out against a team like Detroit, really against anybody, the goal is the number one goal. Every team in the NFL, so this isn't a conservative Texan thing. This is every team in the NFL. Hey, get enough yards so that we can punt and not punt with 11 yards to spare here. So that's kind of a one of those drives where you go, it's kind of a throwaway drive because the intentions are and the focus and the priority is just give us room to punt this thing, right? That's the second drive. The third drive, move the ball a little bit. Tank Dell wide open for a touchdown. Stroud interception, right? It's not on Bobby. Ain't nothing Bobby can do, right?
Schemed up two down big plays down the field on that drive.
That's right. The fourth drive, first and 10, on what I believe was a 6 or 8 yard run, Juice Scruggs gets a holding penalty, which, by the way, I think is a phantom penalty. It's a BS call. On first and 20, one of your veterans, it's not Kenyon Green, it's not Juice, it's not Jarrett Patterson, Shaq Mason, one of those pass plays, trying to play action, hard play action, and take a shot down the field.
McNeil just kicked his ass.
Shaq Mason, sack. Now you're in second and 30. What do you want Bobby to do for second and 30? Tough to call plays right there.
Five wide.
Tough to call plays right there, right? Especially when you've proven over the last month that you can't protect your quarterback in the mid-range to deep-range game, right? All right, the fifth drive. Again, you're backed up, coming out.
Leading.
Woods, I believe, dropped the ball over the middle, which is a little suspect. And then Hutch can't win. That's when this is the play you're talking about, Ron, where they flip the field, start the fourth quarter. Hutchinson, they get safety on Hutchinson man-to-man, and he turns the blinker on and lets everybody know he's going to run this post. He's going to turn left inside, and a safety is able to break that up right there. It's not on Bobby. Bobby drew up a perfect man beater, and CJ decided to throw to Hutch. Didn't get it done, right? The sixth drive, Cade Stover gets a penalty. End up in third and 10. Guess what happened? Your highest paid offensive lineman whiffs on some man named Jared Parm. I think, I don't know if I got that first name
to
right.
To this person who's texting in, it's not about the play calling. It's about the scheme that the tight ends are always blocking.
Well, he's going back to that last conversation.
Blocking, yeah. That since the Minnesota game, how many times has that been an issue?
So Tunsil and Titus Howard on third and 10, the most critical point in the game right there, where you just need to, you need to move the ball 15, 20 yards to get a shot at a field goal. Tunsil, your highest paid player gets beat like a drum, and Howard tries to strip the ball from your quarterback and damn near causes a turnover. That's on third and 10. The next drive, you get into field goal range and you missed a 58-yard field goal. I just don't know how. I understand some of the frustration of some situational football, or maybe not so much commitment to the run, or you know, maybe this or maybe that, or you know, maybe you can talk about that tight end package. That's fine. We can have a conversation about that. I don't know how you look at that's how the third and fourth quarter unfolded, and this is when you choose to be. I understand you hurt. I understand it was a tough loss. I understand it sucks when you get shut out in the second half, but that right there happened in the second half, and Bobby Slowick is the first one that gets the finger. That's tough.
Yeah, and the ones texting in who are enjoying yourselves, hit me with the, oh, it must be nice to have Andy Reid in Kansas City. Oh, you know, no, Andy Reid pisses me off too. Andy Reid has his blind spots too. Andy Reid refuses to help his tackles, even though they get their asses kicked, which is potentially a thing that could really help the Texans when they play on Colin. He won't chip. He won't chip enough for my liking, even if the guy's coming around just whooping their ass. But also, Patrick Mahomes just blew two wide open touchdowns yesterday, and I don't blame Andy Reid because Patrick Mahomes blew touchdown throws. Or I don't blame him for every little thing that happens with the offense. He has his warts. He has his problems. No, you think Bobby's cute. Andy gets cute as hell. He's at the 2-yard line with Kareem Hunt and throwing it.
Bundlerski.
Yes, all of these guys get cute. But my goodness, man. Like it's just forget everything that you saw last year. Forget everything. And then just absolutely forget. Like, I'm going to be mad at Andy Reid when he waltzed out there with Juju Smith-Schuster as his lead receiver 1 week. Now, what the hell are you doing? Come on, Andy. Give me a passing game. They can't block up front. To start with, they can't block up front. As Clint said, that handicaps everything that you want to try to do.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.